Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord. You can also join us on Twitch on most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, Gark is recording. He still is not talking to us for some reason. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual player RPG podcast. We are back with the second part of whatever episode this is of Rodania. Bork.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so... You have, as I mentioned, have you actually read the thing I sent you?
Yes, I loved every word on that page.
Okay, so does a year work for your timeline, or should I adjust that?
Year works.
Okay, so it has been, so and you also managed, just double checking, you also managed to actually pick it up and add it to your character sheet, the actual item? Or because you said you needed a subscription to something to get the item there. Should I get you the stats for it or no?
I think so. Give me one sec to check.
All right.
Because if I was able to get it into my inventory, then I can.
You could just sort of add a baseline, look at it as a plus one trident, and then just. Whatchamacallit, look at the actual abilities on it as sort of separate.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't appear that I was able to get it, but give me one second. I will try again. So I found the D&D Beyond page for. There's the D&D character sheet.
Thank you, Gark. You can use this sort of as a baseline for now, if you don't have it.
Yeah, the main thing I'm having trouble with is getting... actually importing it into my character sheet.
Which, as I said, if you can't import into your character sheet, can you just import a generic plus one trident?
Sure.
Yeah, because that'll just make all your rolls correct. The only thing you have to remember is it does a d8 bonus cold damage if you crit.
Yes.
And then you can just use that sheet to look at the other abilities. Those other abilities don't come up that often.
Yep.
So.
There we go. So we got that. There, it's in there.
Okay. All right. So you have been more at ease than you have been over the last few months now that you're sort of living in this town. You sort of get the sensation it is a proximity thing. Since you're close to the ocean, it appears that the trident is sort of less hostile. Like, the more you travel away from the ocean, sort of the more angry it becomes, the more sort of uneasy it is. You're not sure if it's... You feel like it's getting uncomfortable, and it reacts to being uncomfortable with anger, which is strange to say for a magic item. I'm pretty sure this is your first magic item. Not magic item. This is your first intelligent item?
Yes.
So, yes. So, it's you're sort of not used to sort of the sensation of this other being sort of being in your mind. But you definitely sense that. And as I also mentioned from the paper I sent you, you also sense that you're somehow connected with this elemental figure. Do you know who Oli Hydra is? Or Ol Hydra?
Yes, but I'll guarantee I won't be able to pronounce it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I should look up to see how it's properly pronounced. Because it's spelled O-L Hydra, so I'm guessing it's Ol Hydra, but it's probably... That doesn't sound right to myself, so...
We can go the Lovecraft road and just call it Mother Hydra.
Sorry, I'm back. What the heck did I miss?
That's why I'm... No, don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to join you in a moment.
Okay. I'm scared. I heard it's Lovecraft, and then I'm told not to worry about it. That's not no.
Okay. And then there's also one other thing that you've noticed recently. For some reason, you're getting the sense of animosity towards your cousin.
What the...
You know it's not emotions coming from you. You know it's something that's being placed in you by the weapon. But you're not sure why the weapon would not like your cousin. It doesn't seem to have a problem with most other people. In fact, it's like, it's not that it likes people. It sort of doesn't see them as beings. It just sort of, they don't exist. But for some reason, your cousin exists in its eyes.
In a not good way.
In a not good way, which is not common. Like, you've not found any other beings who tend to sort of go after, who it seems to even, it doesn't seem to even acknowledge things being alive, except your cousin at this point. Which, as I said, is strange.
So, even when using it in battle, it doesn't seem to care.
Okay. So there are some intelligent items that are like bloodthirsty that shows anger at anything alive, or if it's like a paladin weapon, it might show anger at like undead or anything like that.
Yeah,
this thing does understand it's a tool, and it sees itself as a tool, and it's sort of when you're fighting with it, it doesn't react to like combat like other things like that would. So it's okay. It does mention it's covetous. It does like gold and shinies. And whenever you're like taking spoils of war, whenever you're taking reward from conflict, it is happy. It enjoys those moments. Yeah. But other than that, it doesn't seem to get like pleasure out of killing. But there's some sort of anger it is expressing towards Harry, and you don't know why.
There's the communication, or however,
there's no mental communication. You don't talk to it. It's definitely more emotions and feelings. It seems to be trying to drive your emotions, which is why you're making the will save. You're basically making the will save to resist its ability to influence your emotions.
Okay.
So it definitely seems that it's trying to like drive your emotions to do things. Like, it wants you to take more gold and, like, acquire more wealth and stuff like that. It also wants you to flaunt wealth. Not only does it want you to acquire gold and take it from things and, like, kill a monster and take whatever reward that it has for it, and it relishes in those moments.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go Witcher and it's, like, all of a sudden you're getting paid to kill monsters, it would love that.
Oh, but yeah.
It doesn't just want to get money. It also wants people to look at you and see wealth, which is not something orcs tend to be.
Very cat school.
Yeah. So it's like it would prefer that you have like shining armor with gold inlays or silver encrusted something on you. Like those clashes between your personality and its personality definitely seems to come across.
And is it something that I consciously make note of, or is it just like I get a sudden wave of like anger?
It is both a sudden wave of anger, but you recognize it's from an alien place.
Okay.
You do recognize that you're being influenced in this way, which is why you're getting the will save. Which is why you're like consciously able to fight back at this thing.
Okay.
So you do recognize that you're angry because of the thing. And like in moments like that, your body just tries to like grab at the trident. Just grab a hold of it to try to attack with it or whatever. When you get when it's sort of driving you, it wants you to like reach for it. Okay. Almost like the best way I can describe this in a scene would be in the first Avengers movie. When Bruce Banner grabs Loki's staff and he doesn't realize he's doing it, that's sort of the way it is sort of driving you.
Okay.
And as I said, it wants you. It's sort of driving you to be that way. If you were in a fight, it would rather you not kill someone and have them subjugated, have them like bow down before you. Like, that would be its goal over you murdering someone. Like that is what's driving it. That's what it wants.
Okay.
Okay.
For conquest and glory it is.
Basically, yes. All right.
You sure you're a barbarian and a conquest paladin in disguise?
Nah, the rage is far too strong for that.
I'll even go a step further. When you're raging out, its feelings are even more alien because that's all you, and like your emotional state is sort of drowning out the will of the whatchamacallit of the weapon.
Yeah.
Let me guess, multiclassing is not an option for you?
Probably would be.
I say
barbarian slash paladin.
Very!
That'd be interesting.
And that's how I end up a crusader.
Very?
Yes.
Okay. You're in your grove.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a nice day. And you turn.
I'm having a feeling that's going to change.
And all of a sudden, there's an elven woman standing in your grove.
Oh. Speak, friend, and enter? What? Hi.
Greetings.
Can I help you?
I require passage.
To?
Out of the lands of the conflict. Out of the realm of spring.
Out of the realm of spring. Okay. Let me see. Probably need to make some kind of roll to recognize what this is or who this is.
Go ahead.
Let me see. Arcana, or would this be? Yeah. Or nature? Would this be nature?
Sure. This is more for Feywild information.
I said, would that be? That wouldn't be nature then. That would be Arcana. Nope. No idea. Well, how can I help you?
You can provide safe passage for me. Sorry. For me and all of the residents who are currently in conflicted areas.
With Ares, you said?
Areas.
Areas.
Areas?
Areas? Areas? Oh, so not a person, just from areas. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Sorry. My headset is not the greatest.
That's fine.
But, okay. You're not all going to possess me or anything, are you? Because I am a tiny, tiny orc. You all won't fit. I don't like the hesitance.
No.
Okay.
I am asking for permission to use your land to evacuate our lands.
I mean, I say sure.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Sure.
They will be here at nightfall.
Okay.
And then she leaves.
Okay. I have to go let people know that there's going to be some guests, then.
Right, so and look, what's most important is you're never making a deal with a fae without knowing exactly what you're getting into, right?
Right?
Remember, I'm almost telling you about this.
Okay, so let me go to my characters, and in my features and traits here, features and traits? No, damn it, where does it say about my character? Oh, here it is, under description. I speak without really thinking through my words, invariably insulting others.
Yeah. Just give them your name without any promises of fey cocaine.
I mean, fey cocaine sounds
That sounds about right.
So, this will be interesting. But, alright, So Harry wanders out of his grove. Well, he is probably not going to go tell Elias because he's probably just going to get yelled at. So he's going to go find Baron Evan. Is Sam here?
Sam?
Am I unmuted? I'm trying to unmute.
You're unmuted.
Hello. What's going on?
So I was visited in my grove by an elven woman, and she said that the people from the the spring?
The lands of the spring, or
it was just the lands of the
something along those lines. I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Just lands of the spring.
It doesn't matter. I'm basically saying it's the land of the spring fet.
Yeah, just the lands of the elven woman from the land of the spring said that she is bringing people from conflicted areas tonight.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. I was visited in my grove by a elf.
Elf, uh-huh. Land of the spring.
Yes, and she said that people from her land and from other areas of conflict needed help.
Oh, okay, missed that.
And that she needed safe passage through here. And she needed my permission, so I gave her my permission.
So a random woman appears in your grove and asked you to get inside, and you said yes?
A powerful elf managed to get inside my grove and asked for help, yes.
All right. What does that mean for us and our people? Does that mean they're docking and then traveling through?
They needed safe passage through.
Oh, does that mean you hired out our people as guards that I don't know about?
It means that we need to quarantine and make sure that we don't have contact, or that those infected do not have contact, so that we don't spread it through to them.
Did you tell her about this, that she should avoid our people if she doesn't need contact with our people?
As soon as I gave her permission, she ran. She went away, so I didn't get a chance.
Do you know if she will be coming by dock or through magical means?
She just said my people will be here by nightfall.
Oh, so much information.
I apologize. She left before I could get any more.
At
nightfall, yeah, my bad.
Want to be specific.
Yes, sorry, at nightfall. But yeah, we went to quarantine and make sure that we tried to take all precautions because I was not able to give proper warning.
Okie davey. So, okay. And you don't know where they're going to be coming from, so you want us to quarantine without knowing where we're supposed to be quarantined.
Well, I'm going to assume if we all go into one place, they might come through wherever there's the nearest wilderness. It might come through the grove. I don't think they're going to try to come through a tower or something.
I guess, Paul, is there a role I could do to find out how these druids, this elf of might appear, or like which might be a portalish area in this area that they might come through?
Well, she appeared in the grove, so you think they're probably going to be journeying through the Feywild to the grove.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I apologize, Harry. I don't know much about I don't know much about druids to a real extent, so I don't know if when you say your grove, if that's just your mental safe space or if it's an actual plot of land.
I think it's both. But I think it is a physical spot as well, isn't it, Prot?
Yes, it is a physical plot of land.
I just wanted to, because it is a like a, not a mental thing, but it's almost like the, what's it called?
You are supernaturally connected to it and can always return to it.
Yeah, what's it called in World of Warcraft?
Your Hearthstone?
No, the Emerald Dream. It's like the Emerald Dream.
I would say it's more like Moonglade.
That's what I meant. So yeah, sorry. The place that the druids recall to. The Emerald Dream is where they sleep. My bad. Yeah, the grove. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Say it is a physical location.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's probably where they're going to travel through, and I can keep them away from here, because it's not in town.
Okay, so you want me to make sure that I don't let all people go to your grove, which you control?
They can actually go to it. Or, you know, people can go, like, Hans's robots can go to the grove.
Okay, that's not good. Okay, well then I will happily keep people outside your grove. I will tell them not to go towards the night.
Allied, it's a physical place. They can just walk in there. It's just a place in the, yeah.
Yeah. But is it like
No, bad.
Yeah. Especially not now. Okay, so
excuse me.
Like,
so Allied always goes the JoJo route in Stardew.
Yeah, he's the absent-minded Lorax.
Then, more than Harry, so your grove just is it in this land, or is it in a land far away that you teleport to?
That's a good question. Where is it here?
You physically walked to it the first time you were there.
Okay, so it is just like a little...
Yes.
Little oasis. Oh, that's right. I found an oasis out in the desert.
Yes, but
I forgot about that. Okay.
Also, if you're far away, you can teleport.
Teleport to it, yeah.
Yes. Okay. But it is a physical location. It is a place that you can just go to.
Yeah, I forgot that I did that. It found a little oasis. That's where I made more bug and turtle friends. But yeah. It's a place I could show you, but they just want to quarantine this, you know. I'll make sure as they come in, hey, don't go near the town.
Don't
come near me.
So I'll give you guards to keep people from here away from your oasis. You can communicate through animals? Potentially, is that something? Are you that type of druid?
I mean, yeah, I could talk to animals, but want me to control them, it's a whole different thing.
Could you use a animal as a messenger? If not, I can loan you my camel, and it understands camel and understands me. So if you can talk to my camel, it will do what you tell it to do. What I tell it to, I can be with you tonight, and we can send him back and forth. And that way you can communicate with this lady without infecting her.
No, that's my other character. I was going to say, I think I have sending. But no, that's a different game, my bad. But, okay. As long as you can understand the animal, okay.
We can try this. Did you get any bad feelings about this elf? Should I be concerned and have more of the army there to kill the people coming to your grove?
No, I didn't get any bad feelings from her.
Okay.
And she had every opportunity to hurt me before I even noticed her, so no.
Okay. So that means you, me, a couple guards around your grove, camel hanging out inside your grove, and we talk.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Should we wear masks?
Oh, it's not that type of plague.
Okay. How does this plague spread? It's better than that. Allied, quit bragging about your plague.
I was going to say, the only reason it's not that type of plague is because I know the Warforged doesn't breed, so masks aren't going to help.
Oh yeah, that's true.
If it wasn't being spread by Warforged, I'd be like, oh yes, that might help out.
Yeah.
lovely.
Damn. No, yours got a vaccine immediately. Join our army. That's our vaccine. Oh my god, we might have, if we infect them, we might have a lot of elves in our army. But anyway.
Yeah, so this will play out if your elf can understand camel or not, because I have a mile range with the camel and I can be telepathic with it. So
this is going to be interesting.
Unless, like I said, I don't know what druid spells you have. If you have some type of long distance communication spell, that might be better. This is what I got.
I'm looking. I have animal friendship, conjure animals. Giant insect, that'll help.
I love it.
Okay, so that's the current plan for the evening?
I think so.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And go ahead and you might want to not warn, but just tell people that they want to stay inside the city limits.
Well, that's the line of guards saying, please stay back. We'll have circulation around them, and then we're taking this from the side point of that you either tell people not to show up, which means they're going to try and show up, or you hang out and stop people from showing up.
People like being warned of there being a thing like this, but okay, let's go.
You said they're traveling through. Are they taking?
No, you might want to tell people in the town, your people.
Yeah, I'm telling the guards
to stay within the city limits.
No, that's not going to happen. They'll know that they'll see guards. The guards will say you're not allowed to pass this line. Have a good day.
Okay, you're going to be a great leader. I'm gonna be great at this whole talking to people.
I'm not gonna tell everybody in the town, don't go over there, because guess what? People are gonna go over there.
Okay, yeah, good point. I didn't think of that. Yeah, you're right. Never mind. I concede. But yeah, that's the first spell. Not first spell. Blah. I'm reading at the same time. That's the plan. I was looking at first level spells.
Yeah, I'm also looking through a random assortment of communication things, but I can marry them. I could marry us. Hey, you want to be married?
I'm good.
Oh, wait. I had a try. I can make you come of age.
Wait,
What are you reading, Sam?
It's a ceremony. I don't think it doesn't make them come of age, but
there's not a spell called ceremony.
Oh, okay. I can make them come of age. Like, what are you proposing?
I was gonna say, wait, is are you implying that Harry is small because he's not grown up yet? Because I think he'd be offended by that, especially since aren't you a halfling too?
I see myself as taller.
I'm sorry about your body dysphoria, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, we'll have a couple dozen guards or more to do a kind of a sight range circle around your grove and prevent people from going in. And yeah, it'll be perfect. Camels inside your grove hanging out. I'm hanging out a mile away with
it's
you.
It'll be just fine.
It's going to be fantastic. Camel communication. I wonder if there's a... I could look to see if there's a better steed that would be communication-wise.
Well, I mean, as long as it's an animal, I can speak to it. It's fine. Because, you know, as long as you don't send a monster, because it has to be an animal.
Okay.
Sends a freaking bugbear.
Well, bugbears can communicate. They're...
creature. Or I thought they were monsters, not...
Well, they're monsters, but those are intelligent monsters.
I still can't use the spell Speak Animal with them.
Yeah, but...
But they could talk.
I was going to say, like, bugbear is like orc or goblin. It's not like owlbear.
Garrett, you're thinking of owlbear, I believe.
I am thinking of owlbears. Oops.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like an intelligent creature. It's not.
Yeah, bugbears are the intelligent... They're just hairy orcs, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, oops. My bad. I put the wrong word in front of bear. They have too many bears in D&D.
Oh, bears. The brown animal.
So you're going to keep this within your family? Just the two of you?
He's giving me no reason to go outside the family. He just says people have to go through the grove, have a good time. I was like, sure, I'll put a guard detail up. He seems to have no nervousness about it. Let's go.
How did you know our house motto? We keep it in the family.
This is why I'm glad I'm a cousin from the other continent.
He said it, not me. Oh, God. All right.
Unless someone else wants to do anything before then. All right.
What?
Let's move.
What?
Huh? Unless anyone wants to do anything before then.
Oh, I guess you just let me know when it's my time to roll that. All right.
I'm letting anyone have the floor before I jump back to their story. Okay. Nightfall.
You don't want to do anything, Allied?
All right, I'm on hold. Your headset's being weird. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Anybody want to do it? Yeah, I want to do my research, good sir.
Oh, okay, yes.
Which I've never actually done yet, so I don't know how any of this works.
You need to make an arcana roll.
Okay.
And I have to look up what you're researching, because you don't remember what you're researching, correct?
I can't give you guidance, because you're not here. I have to actually touch you.
That's fine. I have sparks of genius I can just kind of neuron activate at will.
Oh, okay, so you have your own kind of guidance thing.
Yes.
He's in this spot, doesn't need assistance.
I don't have a dirty big brain. Oh! I'm going to roll that one. It was something. I believe it was something to do with the robot bodies I was getting. I just can't remember what the Warforged bodies.
Oh, right. You're looking into them.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Make an arcana check.
All right, and I will use my flesh of genius on it as well.
Okay, natural 20. Okay. You
Holy
don't.
Crap.
So, you think that the plague has learned a lot from you sort of being the source of the plague now?
Mm-hmm.
You think what's going on is you don't think this was intentional. You think this is sort of just, this thing has gone on so long that it's now changing. I want to say mutating, but I'm not sure you would even understand that word.
What do you mean? I'm an artificer. Of course I would.
Was mutant? How common was the term mutant in, like, Middle Ages? That's the way I'm, like, sort of...
I don't know. Things go from one to another when you force them to drink strange potions.
In D&D, there's, like, arcane mutations, so...
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're definitely telling that this thing sort of has a mind or a live on its own, and it has started to change past the initial... agreement you had with the woman? So you think that now it is, now that it's infecting Warforged, you think it's like trying to go out and find other hosts beyond what it was initially infecting?
That's now, a problem.
The Warforged specifically, I believe I mentioned previously they had a specific kingdom sigil on them. Let me just look up which one it was. Unless someone has it. Where are you? And I'll have to look it up later. I do not remember what it was. It should not have been there. All right. So it appears that they're basically working as the guard for a kingdom down in Glemmail. And from your best guess, is the Counselor of Armies, appears to have gotten a new job.
Oh no.
He's basically providing the armies for a completely legitimate kingdom in your world.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. Am I able to figure out why they just kind of died so fast once, like, the plague got to them?
Okay, so with your 27 years sort of at the beginning of your research, you do not know, you do not understand why it appears to be really infecting them. Your best guess is it spent so long with you that it is really effective at killing Warforged.
Ah! I have designed my ultimate suicide weapon.
Well, you've designed... the infection is now really good at killing Warforged. Because it really understands your biology. Or whatever.
So sending these back is a good idea. Okay. Not for Glenmail, but for us, yes.
Yes, potentially.
Okay. Okay. And then, is it research to see about trying to get, like, instead of just having a Warforged just die, but, like, the free will, like, the difference between them and me, like, are they, like, an upgraded version of me without the mind? Like, they themselves, not the plague infection.
Okay. Going through their parts, there seems to be newer constructed parts. You're not sure if they're an upgrade or just like a newer, sleeker design.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like they're still performing the same functions. You're really not sure if like they're actually upgraded.
Okay. Weird question.
About the control, since they're now inert, you can't really tell about if they're being controlled or their mental faculties.
Weirder question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I swap parts between me and them?
If you had a live one, you probably could.
Okay, so because they're dead, you can't.
Well,
okay.
Because you think that basically they're degraded. I think is the best term. Like if you killed someone in combat, you probably would have an easier time swapping parts. But because these died of like a disease, that's where the change comes in.
So I need to now commit war crimes against my own people. Understood. Man,
you commit war crimes because you know it's 90% infectious.
You're right.
Some of them don't catch it.
You're right. I need to kill people to save people.
Well, your people.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
All right.
You need to kill humans to save Warforged.
Yeah, no, I need to kill Warforged. I need to capture the Counselor of Armies to produce test dummies so I can kill my people. Oh, that's weird. Okay. Alright.
Yeah, you're in a worse boat than Hans. Not Hans. You're in a worse boat than Ilyx, because it infects your people way faster.
I am in a worse boat, yes. They just kind of fell over after touching me. It's kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will definitely need to keep looking into this and how that all interacts then. Seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. You're going to get a DM. Don't worry about that. Problem using the storage.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that for Hans to do before night comes. Because he's not, he has it, that was the one thing he was told to research. He's still being kept away from plague and everything, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Unless, unless Ilias wants to use you as a further test subject, but yeah. He hasn't recently.
I don't think that had any use. I mean...
Can I use myself as a test subject for the plague?
Yes.
Okay. Is that another research role?
No. I just mean, like, you basically get one research role a week like Robert does.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know how that was. Okay, let me edit that in there so I know. All right. Thank you. Then, I don't have... Oh, I need to make them their stuff.
Yeah, I have to look up the rules on that. We can deal with it another time.
Saw the copy. Oh, yeah.
We can deal with it between sessions because I just have to look up the rules to see how artificers make magic items. That magic item price. Isn't it 20, or am I wrong?
Well, I was going to make them mundanely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like actually, like, smith them. So, I'm just going to file that paperwork then and have a runner send that off to the Baron?
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay. Back to Harry and the, whatchamacallit, the Baron.
Yes.
So you guys are sitting in the fort and the camel, that's it, not donkey or mule, camel, is sitting in the grove, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your connection with the camel?
Telepathic within a mile.
So you can literally speak to it?
It says so. I can telepathically communicate it back and forth within a mile.
Okay.
I can, okay. If I was riding it, a spell I cast would be cast on it as well if I wanted to.
All right. Whatchamacallit?
So you don't need me there. Or do you need me there?
Well, I don't know who this person is. I'm
okay.
I'm just.
He
I'm
said you the... guys. All right. Yeah, I'm at the grove then with the camel.
Okay.
You're in the grove?
Yes, he's now in the grove.
I have to, because this person is going to be appearing through there.
Okay. Just make sure you keep your distance from him. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not going to be, like, standing on top of her. Well, I mean, she already came up to me, but again, okay. I didn't get the warner.
All right.
So, she appears in your grove, and she sees you, and then she sort of holds her hand out to sort of some of the bushes, and it sort of forms this, you would say, gate or arch through the bushes, and then people start walking out.
And okay.
They keep walking out.
As I see her do this, I hold my hands up and I like waving, like to let her know, like kind of like stop for a second. Just to let you know, don't go near any of the people that are here. There is a plague going throughout. I didn't get time to explain this before. There's a plague going throughout here, so just avoid the people, avoid the town, and then you should be fine. There, you'll know you're getting close because there will be a line of guards. It's
okay.
For
she
your
looks
protection.
At you a bit confused. Is there a place that we can go that's safe?
Yeah, anywhere that we're not.
Okay. Should you be here?
As long as we're not hugging and you're not touching me, you should be fine.
Okay, they'll
and then I just back away. Like I just me and I just like take like we me and the camel will back away though. If you need to stay in the grove, feel free. But I don't know how many of you are there.
Somewhere around 600.
I don't think my grove will accommodate that. But,
she looks at you.
Let me see here.
If
the what's up?
I like
the camel talking to me?
If you can speak with animals, a camel will talk to you.
yeah, well, here, wait, I have to activate. I probably should have had this already activated, but yeah, there we go.
Okay, the camel will say if if you need a tent city to be built, we can build a tent city and then leave it.
Okay.
You can communicate that to us.
Yeah, I suggest this. I suggest. Now that we know how many there are, would that be sufficient?
That would be sufficient. I was assuming your circle would be here. Where's the rest of your circle?
Harry waves.
The camel walks around in a circle.
you don't. You're the only druid serving this grove.
I mean, technically, I could probably ask my cousin to help me with his druid, but yeah.
She sort of blinks at you. Sighs.
I didn't get a lot of time to explain anything.
You didn't explain anything.
You asked me a question, and then when I answered the question, you immediately disappeared.
I asked the druid of the grove for sanctuary and safe passage.
Yeah, and I answered, and before I could even say anything else, you were gone. I answer first, and then I explain.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome to join our household.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, so she...
Oh no, it's the Fae trying to talk to this halfling that's going to be interesting. I know.
She continues to look at you and says, "All right, we don't have time for this. I need to get the people out of here. So, wherever we can go that is safe for the night, we will go, and then I will figure something out."
Like I said, if you want to be immune, not like I said, someone mentioned it. If you want to be immune from the plague, you can join our house. I think it would just be in name only, and technically you would be immune from the plague. It's a magical plague.
They would still catch it and spread it.
Well, then they could just make other people join it. It's fine. They'll just conscript, and we'll just eventually, everyone will be our house.
Pyramid scheme?
It's more like a circle scheme. It's not even a good pyramid scheme. It's going to come back and bite us in the ass anyway, so.
But... Well, eventually, your house will be the only house in the world, and everyone else will be dead.
Very true.
Exactly. Yeah. But... All right, we will get working on that. And is there any... if there's anything else that you need, let me know. We'll try to accommodate.
If you have provisions, we don't have enough casters to make enough food for the entire group.
Okay. I will see what we can provide you with.
Okay. And then,
I will also look and see if we can find another place for you to be for the following days.
Okay. She leaves back through the portal and more people start to funnel in.
All right. I will take the camel and head on back to South Park then.
And we'll be back for the next episode in a couple minutes.
Yay!
You're a genius. The prophet bartender forcing upon us. I was thinking too small.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.